This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for News or Nope, where these guys try to come up with actual hard-hitting news stories.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can shoot them down at any point.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it since... I guess I've shot you down recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you want to hear all the times I've shot them down, you can download the Odyssey app.
Absolutely.
If you're grabbing your phone going, that's a good idea, don't start typing with an O. It's A-U-D.
ACY, yep, Odyssey, yep. You can get live, you can get on demand, you can get BJ and Jamie in the morning, us, all sorts of stuff.
And all the nons your heart can handle.
News. News. No! No! News. No! News. No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Sometimes these guys come in with great hard-hitting news stories. Sometimes they come in with their own political weird agenda. Today, just before we came to air, T-Hack said that it's Keira Knightley's birthday, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And tried to double down on this stupid thing. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm recording Aaron's face right now. Sorry. That's funny.
Oh. We just put our
We have cameras
up.
In and the camera was flipped the wrong way.
Yeah.
He has a theory that Keira Knightley and Natalie Portman are the same person.
Mm-hmm. It's not just him. There are so many articles that
So seconds
agree.
Before we go live on the air, he has the huevos to look at me and go, pull up a picture of Keira and Natalie and go, look at this. Exactly the same. You found a picture where they're both gaunt. With their hair cut down to nothing.
No, do you want other examples?
It's pulled in a ponytail.
Great. It's pulled back in like a black swan ponytail. Like you can put up Emma Watson next to that when she had her super short hair phase and she's going to fit it too. They're short, petite women with dark hair with their hair pulled back. Anybody. If Keira Knightley walked by me and Natalie Portman walked by me, I would never be confused. Which is which? They're not the same person.
They look so alike. What are you talking about?
You know who looks exactly alike? The redhead from Molly's Game.
Is that
Chastain or is that
Jessica Chastain and Ron Howard's kid?
Yes.
Bryce Dallas
Howard. They are very alike. Okay.
To the point that each one of them, like Bryce Dallas Howard, has seen a Vogue shoot.
Hold on.
And she went, when did I do that?
This person. Which one's which?
This way. You just killed it.
Sorry.
To the right was Natalie. To the left was Keira.
They look so alike.
They don't.
You don't even have to finish the whole Google search. It fills for you because everyone's.
Yeah, because everyone's stupid.
Okay. Well.
Now I'm angry.
Good evening.
Good evening. Coming up tomorrow, there's going to be a huge astronomy, I don't know, whatever. The astronomers have found that we will see a star explode tomorrow.
Ooh.
How would they know that?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're in with Hollywood. I don't know. Which star will it be?
How would they know a star?
Keira Knightley?
Yeah.
How would they know a star is going to explode?
They said that it hasn't been seen in 80 years, and supposedly the rare nova explosion will be so bright that you'll be able to spot it without a telescope.
Mm. Yeah.
So we just go outside at what time, does it say?
Nope. That was the whole
article.
So
they know a star is going to explode. Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I agree. How do they... It seems like light years and the time distance traveled, and how can they pinpoint it to
a 24-hour period? Something like a light year away that saw it explode, and then it sent a message back going, hey, man, it's coming.
Mm.
Like, but we don't have anything. Like, the Voyager satellite we sent out, it's not a light year away yet. Like, light travels...
Astronomers predict the next eruption using its 227.57 day orbital cycle finding
Okay, Aaron started to say words that she doesn't know how to say, so I had to stop her. That's the official. Nope. You don't get to keep going.
Well, it's gonna explode tomorrow.
Good evening. Good evening. Comeback of the century, perhaps, as Napster, the file-sharing platform that revolutionized the digital music landscape and also got in a lot
Why
of trouble.
Why are you talking about Napster? You're saying it still exists?
It got
sold.
The
comeback, yeah.
Yeah, it got sold for $200 million. I don't know
what
who...
What do you get off of Napster now? Music is on...
So they're trying to re-enter...
All the music you could possibly want on the Odyssey app. See what I did there?
I agree, which is why I think it's
either way you spell it, you can get it that way.
Yeah, but they're trying to re-enter the music landscape and be, like, respectable again, I guess.
Did the same dude still own it? The Facebook dude?
Sean Parker?
Yeah.
I think he got out, and he went to jail, didn't he? Because he was the guy in the Facebook...
He was a little bit of a shyster.
Yeah, he was... Involved,
what's his bucket play him? JT?
JT, yeah.
JT
exactly.
Played him in Social
I
Network.
Have yet to see that.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
I was going to just get super judgy on you, but I literally watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was. That was a time in the 90s. If you're a 90s kid like
200
me,
million
the
for something
days.
Nobody uses.
I agree. Yeah.
Wow, this show should be worth something then.
Speaking of comebacks, 2/3 of Americans want their childhood products to come back. Classics like Crystal Pepsi, Banana Nesquik, and even the Atari.
Why would you want the Atari back?
I don't know. That's kind of silly.
I kind of want it back because that's when my video game skills stopped. Because I can do a stick and one button.
Oh.
Like, the idea, I just bought new Xbox controllers for my kids, and it's like, you have, how many fingers does it take to play a game?
One, two, three on both.
That's ridiculous. I can't, nope. I'm out.
Yeah, now there's more on the top of the controller, too. Like, because I don't play games, but I was recently with some friends who did, and they handed me one, and it's like, there's buttons everywhere on this thing. Like, I don't even...
Yeah.
You get used to it.
No, you don't. Wow, I'm coming off as real curmudgeon-y. Let's move on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some kind of sad news coming from the Richard Simmons estate, as his family is suing their longtime housekeeper over alleged missing property, including $1 million worth of jewelry. They say that it's missing from the property, private notes, even a computer's gone. They're saying, you were the only one in the house, so you took it. She's saying, no, Richard gave me these things as a gift back in 2014, and they're taking her to court. So
how do we prove who's telling the truth?
Yeah.
I don't know, and that's what's tough. It seems like, I mean, I don't know Richard Simmons, but he seemed like a very happy guy. It seems like he wouldn't want any of this to happen, right?
Right.
It's true. All right, so do we have any more information on the star? Because I want to leave people with a positive note. Can we say what time?
It's going to explode tomorrow.
All right, head outside, watch a star explode like this stupid show just did.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.